Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie.
We're glad you're here with us today as we continue our journey with Joseph. Jeannie, where are we today?
Well, we're going to be in Genesis 39, New King James, and verses 39, and then I've got verse 2. I don't know. We'll have to figure that one out. I didn't write it down right, I guess. Oh, so verse 39 starts out with, "Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there." I think that's chapter 37, verse 39. And then we go to chapter 39, verse 2. "The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian." So when I look at that second sentence, I was just talking to you about English sentence structure, and maybe I did learn something, I don't know, but there's three thoughts that, or actually four, that popped out. The first is, the Lord was with Joseph. The second one is, it says he was a successful man. The third one is, he was working in the house of his master, the Egyptian. So he had a boss and he was a slave. So just the fact that the Lord was with Joseph, there's so many scriptures in the Bible that talk about God being with us, never leaving us. And so that tells me that Joseph didn't leave the Lord and the Lord didn't leave him. And so when he was with him, everything changes, because now, no matter where you find yourself, he can tell himself, I work for the Lord. The situation that I'm in, I need to make the most of it, which is a real attitude change instead of just grumping where you're at. I need to make the most of where I'm at, and I need to look for ways that I can grow where I'm planted. That this is where I'm at right now. He had no idea what was going to happen next in his future, so he made that decision to do the best he could with what situation that he found himself in. And knowing that the Lord was with him, while he was in captivity, God gave him success. So,
well, along the ideas of you talking about God being with us, and of course, the Lord is with us as we are in Christ Jesus, forgiven of our sins, and we have that daily walk with the Lord. With, there's the word with again, the Lord is with us. It would seem to me that if you're going to say that, then the Lord was with Joseph when he was being directed by his father to check up on his brothers. The Lord was with Joseph when his brothers captured him, threw him in the pit. The Lord was with Joseph when he was sold to the Midianites. And the Lord was with Joseph when he was on the auction block and being sold to Potiphar. And now he's in Potiphar's house and the Lord is with him. Interesting,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that changes everything. If we could have that in our soul, I'm never alone and the Lord is with me, then even though he was a slave working for somebody, he was successful.
Yeah, so. I think what I'm trying to get at is, you know, we say, oh, well, things are going great. Things are going my way, so apparently the Lord is with me. And when things are not going my way, that's when I begin to question that. Is the Lord with me on this? But that's not the gauge, apparently. Or God being with us transcends our circumstances. That's probably even better said.
So saying the word successful can be interpreted a lot of different ways by people.
Sure can.
They can say, I'm successful because I've got promotions and I've got money and I've got this and that. So I'm, quote, in the world's eyes, successful.
Yeah.
But in God's eyes, we're successful when we find ourselves in whatever situation he allows and we determine to listen for God's voice and say, what's your will for me today? What's my part? How do you want to use my life? then God says, you're successful.
Yeah, it changes everything, doesn't it? So right. that we say, oh, well, you know, why am I living here? And why do I have to deal with these people? Or why do I have this job? Or how come I have that boss? Or those kinds of things. Why did my car break down? You know, all these things are, do not rule out God being with you.
Right. And if we can get that, then when we find ourselves in those difficult circumstances, like Joseph was in a way hard circumstance, being a slave and having a master to an Egyptian in a foreign country, being betrayed by his family. And if God could say in the middle of that situation, he was successful, obviously Joseph was cooperating with the Lord and looking for what his part was to obey God. You know, I was thinking about Joseph also and thinking that, you know, he learned obedience in the trials that he went through, because we know he matures and grows. And in Hebrews 5:8, New Living Translation, it writes, even though Jesus was God's son, he learned obedience from the things he suffered.
Yes.
So, and that's God's son, but he was 100% God and 100% man. So he role modeled to us in every way how to deal with temptation, how to deal with suffering.
He experienced the same things that we do.
Right. So as a man, he didn't cheat. He lived as a man to show us how a man could live in total connection with God. But in that, he learned obedience. So obviously, Joseph is in a place where he's learning obedience in whatever situation he finds himself in. And so, you know, I feel bad for him for being in this hard situation. I so admire him. And there's such comfort knowing that God's with us and we can be successful. And our measuring stick for success is not the world's. It's what God has for us. And if we fulfilled what God has for us, we're successful. Just like when Jesus gave the talents, gave one to just a few talents, another one more, they all came back. But he recognized the one that used the smaller amount, but used it to the best he knew how while he had it, as being successful. So it's not in the amount, it's in what you do with what God gives you or where you're at that you find yourself and how you respond to it. Trust the Lord, you guys, when you find yourself in a hard job, hard situation, and you can be successful.
That's good stuff, but it's a big lesson, isn't it? This is like huge.
It never stops while we're in earth, right? Because we've got trial after trial.
You know, I think that, right, and no matter what, there's going to be trials. You're going to have trials if you serve yourself. You're going to have trials if you serve the world. You're going to have trials if you serve the enemy. You're right. going to have trials if you serve God. But God's trials are always learning lessons to help you grow in character. And Joseph is going through some tremendous character building lessons. Now, let me also say, in this closing part we have here, that we may have prayed for these things. We may have prayed, Lord, make my life a life of meaning. Lord, help me to have better character, to not be angry, to be patient. Help me to be willing to be obedient.
And trust
well,
you.
How are those things going to come about?
Right.
How am I going to grow in those things? How am I going to learn those things? How am I going to have a life of real, authentic value?
I like that word, authentic. Mm-hmm. That's because you pushed through and you came out on the other side, and that's the reward.
Yeah. This is a tough lesson here. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for loving us and giving us this time together. Devotional thoughts, Lord. Devotional desires that we have to grow, that we could bring to you and lay before you, and that you might help us to grow in these things and understand them and see how we can have lives of value like Joseph did with his tremendous character. Thank you for showing us somebody who's going through hard times and yet coming out, as they say, smelling like a rose. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. We pray these things in Jesus' wonderful name. All my dear brothers and sisters say, amen. God bless y'all. We'll see you soon.